starting Friday night on BBC Radio 3 at 7 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
There's a set of button box reels from Gabe McVarish. He's a fiddle player originally from California, but now living in the West Highlands of Scotland, and he was joined there by the box player Luke Daniels. Welcome to Late Junction. Nipping over to Canada, here's a song from Le Vent du Nord, from their latest release La Part du Feu, and it's a song called Les Métiers.
Ce sont les filles de Saint-Romain, ils ont cinq ou six amants. Le premier, c'est un petit boiteux,
il a la patte trop courte.
Le temps de le voir venir, seul homme en dégoûte.
Le temps de le voir venir, seul homme en dégoûte.
Le deuxième, c'est un coureur, encore un métier de malheur. Encore un métier de malheur,
un métier bien viciable.
Si le chapeau vient à virer, voilà le couvreur au diable.
Si le chapeau vient à virer, voilà le couvreur au diable.
Le troisième, c'est un pêcheur, encore un métier de malheur. Encore un métier de malheur,
métier bien viciable.
Si le chaloupe vient à virer, voilà. voilà le pêcheur au diable.
Si le chaloupe vient à virer, voilà le pêcheur au diable.
Le quatrième, c'est un cabaretier. Encore un métier de malheur, encore un métier de malheur.
Un métier bien viciable.
Si les pieds de la table viennent à manquer, voilà l'hiver au diable.
Si les pieds de la table viennent à manquer, voilà l'hiver au diable.
Le cinquième, c'est un choix de violon. C'est lui qui aura mon mignon. C'est lui qui aura mon mignon.
Qui aura ma pratique.
Lui jouera du violon, moi jouerai de la musique.
Lui jouera du violon, moi jouerai de la musique.
Thank you.
That's Apollo's Fire and two well-loved tunes, The Ways of the World and The Dusty Miller. And that's from an album that they put together from the sort of music they say that you might find while journeying through rural America in the early 19th century. And the lovely sound there of the hammered dulcimer as played by Tina Bergman. Well, we've got music inspired by Steve Reich in a moment, by the producer and video artist Strange Loop. But first, here's Shirley Collins with a song from the album that she made with her sister in 1967 called The Power of the True Love Knot. And Dolly Collins here playing the delightful portative organ for their arrangement of The Bonnie Boy.
Him I will vow and protect. yo Foun gey ga fom mané A voilà né a tan se zata yo Mire ma limoné E ga woli mon medi a du fan Bon la boun A voilà tan se zata yo Foun gey ma limoné A voilà né a tan se zata yo Nye mané diye ma limoné A voilà tan se zata yo Miskine ma dam mané E ga woli mon medi a du fan Bon la boun Wali fai ke ama katungu a walegne Wali fai ke ama buke a walegne Nige maligne, miskine a pangne Minha mana diye maligne, ega wali momedi a lufa Bengondale ala usha
From the album Tinchinyi, that is Les Espoirs de Coranti, a band of 14 musicians from Guinea, and a song inspiring people to go out and work in the fields as agriculture is so critical to their economy. Before that, Ghost Lines by Strange Loop. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is an early piece by Gavin Bryars. It's called The English Mail Coach, and it's one that, as you'll hear, pays a playful homage to Holst as it goes along. It's a short piece, and it's played by percussionists Andrew Billam and Dave Smith.
Thank you.
Well, you can rely on the Shemirani Trio to come up with interesting projects. They're born collaborators, a trio of Iranian percussionists, a father and two sons, and for this latest album, they've invited all kinds of people to collaborate with them, including the Cuban jazz pianist Omar Sosa. And that was a rare coupling of the piano with a percussion instrument called an udu, which is an African clay pot. But the zarb is the instrument that the trio have really made a name for themselves playing. It's the drum of the Middle East, sometimes known as the tombak, and here they are putting that centre stage in a piece called Bard Esabah.
Thank you.
Track called Negro Digital, and it's from Nicolas Rupak's album Swing Swing. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and here's one of the first so-called Afro bands who came to the fore in Ghana in the early 1970s. It's the band Hedzole, which means freedom, and they made a name for themselves fusing their country's traditional music together with rock and pop, and they soon caught the ear of Hugh Masekela. This, though, is how they sounded before he ever came along, and it's a recording that hasn't been heard for a good 40 years. Thank you.
Ils sont partis, il y a d'autres à l'aventure. Oh, mais moi je suis là pour servir mon pays. Toujours là, petit à petit, va se faire son lit. 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 Donne, 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 donne,
that's Sheik Low, and all sorts of influences creeping into that song. He's a musician from Senegal, but definitely a bit of Latin swing shining through there. It's a track from his latest album, Jam, and that was released a few months ago by World Circuit. If you'd like details, do drop us a line. The email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. If you're going to the Towersy Festival this year, do be sure to seek out Emily Portman. She's going to be playing there on the Saturday, so that's Saturday the 27th of August. She's a very gifted singer and musician based in Glastonbury, and her album The Glamoury is full of all kinds of inventive ideas. You'll hear her song Stick Stock after this harp tune here by Catherine Finch, and the title of this in Welsh is Mil Harthach.
Thank you. Stick, stock, stone dead. Stick, stock, stone dead.
My stepmother slew me. My dear father ate me. Little brother whom I love sits below. I sing above. Stick, stock, stone dead. My stepmother was beautiful. She stole my father's heart away. Wanted him all for herself. Wanted me out of the way. Stick, stock, stone dead. My little brother, he was born with hair as black as the carrion crow. My hair grew gold as summer corn. She grew bitter as the snow. We played in the shade of the juniper tree, like a raven and a dove. Stepmother's heart twisted like bark, till she had no room for love. Come in, come in, my sweetie pies. Night is nearing, better beware. But before you sleep, Susie sweet, let me comb your golden hair. Your lovely looks are full of knots. They will break my ebony comb. Fetch father's axe, a billet of wood will cut the knots. The wind has blown. That night my brother had a dream. A white bird crying scarlet tears. In the morning when he woke, his tender heart was full of fear. My stepmother baked tender pies, neat meat pies with crusts of gold. My father ate up every bite. Brother let his pies grow cold.
Stick, stock, stone cold.
In the woods they found my bones, buried them under the juniper tree. On my grave my brother weeps, weeps until he cannot see. And I will sing my little song to soothe my brother's tears away, to ring in my stepmother's ears until she turns into the clay.
Thank you.
That's music by Max Richter. He's no stranger to this programme. You may remember his piece Memory House, was released on the Late Junction label back in the early days. He's a composer who's really carved his own path, studied at the Royal Academy, also with Berio in Italy, but found a style that's since been used in films and also for dance over the years. It's a very fluid sounding music. Before that, Emily Portman and the song Stick Stock, and that's on her album The Glamoury. Now, I mentioned that Trio Shemarani invited a number of musicians to play with them for their latest project. And as well as Omar Sosa, who we heard from earlier, Ross Daly was also on the list. So we'll hear one of the pieces that resulted from that collaboration. After this, from Maverick fiddler and singer Frank Fairfield. He hails from sunny San Francisco. And these are two tunes penned by him, Haste to the Wedding and The Darling True Lovers.
Thank you.
percussionists Kevan and Bijan Shemirani with the lira maestro Ross Daly. And that's a piece by Daly called Synkathistos. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and here's an arrangement of a very well-known folk song as sung by Arborea.
Stands.
Well, that's Arboria, and they are Shanti and Buck Curran, and their arrangement there of Black is the Colour, which you'll find on their album Red Planet. Well, Spires and Bowden are celebrating 10 years in the business of championing English folk music by releasing a collection of old favourites that they've revamped by inviting various friends and acquaintances to join them. For this version of Brown Adam, their guest is the guitarist Martin Simpson.
To his lady's bower door, and he stopped there a little way away. Oh, there he spied a four-foot knight come attending his lady gay. Well, he's taken out a gay gold ring that has cost him many's the pound. Oh, grant me love, lady, and this shall be your own. I love Brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me, and I would not give Brown Adam's love for anything you could give. So he's taken out a purse of gold that was full up to the brim. Oh, grant me love, oh, love, lady, and this shall all be thine. Well, I love Brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me, and I would not give Brown Adam's love for taken out a long broadsword, and he's flashed it all in her eye. grant me love, oh love, lady, or through you this shall go. And sighing said this gay lady, brown Adam, he tarries long. Then up there jumped him brown Adam, says, lady, I'm here at your hand. Well, he's made him leave his bow, and he's made him leave his branch. He's made him leave a far better thing for fingers of his right hand.
John Spires and John Bowden, and they too will be at the Towsley Festival this year and also at Shrewsbury, two of the biggest festivals in the folk calendar, both of which happen on the same weekend, August Bank Holiday weekend. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. Music by the 17th century Englishman William Laws, who was born in Salisbury and spent most of his adult life as court composer to Charles I. And that was an Almain as played by Fretwork. Details of anything that you hear on the programme will be on the playlist, which we post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And of course, you can listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. Well, we heard something from Le Vent du Nord's new release earlier in the programme, the album La Part de Feu. And I'll play you another track from it after this by November Novale.
Jour de courroux, jour mémorable, jour de chagrin, jour de douleur, où il se fit un grand ravage, mettant de citoyens en pleurs. C'est dans l'année 91, le 21 de février, travaille au fond de la mine, où vous ne l'oublierez jamais. Notre pays est aux alarmes, tant de vieillards et tant d'enfants, les jeunes filles aussi les femmes se rendent tous au bord en pleurant. Les jeunes femmes sont dans la peine en voyant leurs maris tous morts, en se frappant la face par terre, disons grand Dieu, quel triste sort. L'étendu sortant des flammes, sa femme est là, elle le connaît, elle contente, quoi qu'il en soit. Disons grand Dieu, qu'allons-nous faire?
Mais où est-il, Dieu de bonheur, faire mourir tant d'hommes ce jour,
et mettre notre ville aux alarmes pour satisfaire un Dieu d'amour? Quel pays, dans quelle place, où sont ces désastres arrivés? L'histoire nous le dira peut-être, dans la province Nova Scotia.
C'est dans la mine de Spring Hill, où ces infortunes étaient.
Travaille au fond de la mine, où vous ne l'oublierez jamais. Pourriez-vous nous dire combien d'hommes ont trouvé de morts dans ces lieux? Le nombre que le livre nous donne, 130 apparus devant Dieu.
Pour en trouver la certitude et de trouver le nombre de morts,
cela nous est presque impossible, on ne les connaît pas encore. Pleure plus chrétienne, Dieu nous commande de le prier pour ses défunts. Ce sont nos frères dans la souffrance qui daignent en nous verser leur pain.
Ce qui nous conservait la vie en nous donnant malheureux sort.
Et qu'à la fin de notre vie, et nous faisons une sainte mort.
Well, a dark tale called La Mine, the Mine, which is on La Part du Feu, the latest release by Quebec's Le Vent du Nord. And before that, you heard the track Entry, which is on the album From Heaven on Earth by November Novalet. And this is by Andrew Cronshaw. It's a reworking of the traditional song The Shore of Turkey.
Thank you. Şahin
Well, after Andrew Cronshaw's evocation of the shores of Turkey, there is music from the place itself. Kemal Koçgun, whose music is rooted in the traditional music of the Bektashi, an ancient spiritual group of people from Anatolia. And that was a song called Tembur. And something about the nature of that music put me in mind of the similarly powerful spiritual music of Morocco, which is known as Gnawa. This is the singer Malem Mokhtar Ganya, and it's music from a ritual called the Lila, which means the night of trance.
We could walk in the woods where we all are still children, in the darkness where folly is free. But the shadows must flee, and like lizards they scatter when you throw your bright light upon me. For Ramdeath and cool walls shelter our hearts and counter our faults, and your Wedgwood eyes strip me down and teach me the hardest craft of all. You can show me a bird with the wings of an angel, and it shares in my summer and spring. For when heads they hang heavy with thought's gravitation, we can switch on our nature and sing. For Ramdeath and cool walls shelter our hearts and counter our falls, and your Wedgwood eyes strip me down and teach me the hardest craft of all. So build me a house from the bones of a dragon, and set it with blood and with a lie. For I hear by the songs that you teach to your children, we are made of the same, you and I. For Ramdeath and cool walls shelter our hearts and counter our faults, and your Wedgwood eyes strip me down and teach me the hardest craft of all. For Ramdeath and cool walls shelter our hearts and counter our faults, and your Wedgwood eyes strip me down and teach me the hardest craft of all.
Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, and that's Nancy's song Ramdeath, which brings their recent album Twice Reflected Sun to a close. Lovely stuff, following on from Morocco's Malem Mokhtar Ghania, and that's music of the Sufi ritual known as the Night of Trance. I'm Verity Sharp, you've been listening to Late Junction, and just to take us up to 1 o'clock tonight, I thought we'd hear something more by Gavin Bryars. This is his epilogue from Wonderlawn for the very rich combination of strings and electric guitar. See you tomorrow night for Late Junction at 11. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, to open tonight, one of the 2010 musical evenings in Bucharest, as they're called. The Romanian-born violinist Mihaela Martin, with pianist Thomas Hopper, playing at the Romanian Athenaeum in Bucharest. Later on, we hear them in perhaps César Franck's most inspired piece, his violin sonata, a scherzo by Brahms, and an arrangement of Manuel de Falla's popular Spanish songs. They set off with Beethoven. His pupil and friend Carl Czerny called this eighth violin sonata one of the most merry and brilliant of all Beethoven's violin sonatas, added to which the slow central movement has a warmth of expression rare in Beethoven. Thank you.
Thank you.
hard to imagine Beethoven around the time he wrote that was given to such bouts of depression about his deafness, he actually contemplated suicide. The eighth of his violin sonatas, Opus 30, number 3 in G, the violinist Mihaela Martin and the pianist Thomas Hopper playing at the Romanian Athenaeum in Bucharest in the summer of 2010. Well, their next piece, César Franck's one and only violin sonata, was written as a wedding present for the great Belgian virtuoso Eugène Ysaÿe, and he gave the first performance in 1886.